Recorded Books presents Ship Fever by Andrea Barrett, narrated by Elizabeth Rogers. The Behavior of the Hawkweeds. For 30 years, until he retired, my husband stood each fall in front of his sophomore genetics class and passed out copies of Gregor Mendel's famous paper on the hybridization of edible peas. This paper was a model of clarity, Richard told his students. It represented everything that science should be. Richard paced in front of the chalkboard, speaking easily and without notes. Like the minor evolutionist Robert Chambers, he had been born hexadactylic. He was sensitive about his left hand, which was somewhat scarred from the childhood operation that had removed his extra finger, and so, although Richard gestured freely, he used only his right hand and kept his left in his pocket. From the back of the room where I sat when I came each fall to hear him lecture, I could watch the students listen to him. After he passed out the paper, Richard told the students his first conventional version of Gregor Mendel's life. Mendel, he said, grew up in a tiny village in the northwestern corner of Moravia, which was then a part of the Habsburg Empire and later became part of Czechoslovakia. When he was 21, poor and desperate for further education, he entered the Augustinian monastery in the capital city of Brünn, which is now called Brno. He studied science and later taught at a local high school. In 1856, at the age of 34, he began his experiments in the hybridization of the edible pea. For his laboratory, he used a little strip of garden adjoining the monastery wall. Over the next 8 years, Mendel performed hundreds of experiments on thousands of plants, tracing the ways in which characteristics were passed through generations. Tall and short plants with white or violet flowers, peas that were wrinkled or smooth, pods that were arched or constricted around the seeds. He kept meticulous records of his hybridizations in order to write the paper the students now held in their hands. On a clear, cold evening in 1865, he read the first part of this paper to his fellow members of the Brünn Society for the Study of Natural Science. About 40 men were present, a few professional scientists and many serious amateurs. Mendel read to them for an hour, describing his experiments and demonstrating the invariable ratios with which traits appeared in his hybrids. A month later, at the Society's next meeting, he presented the theory he'd formulated to account for his results. Right there, my husband said, right in that small, crowded room, the science of genetics was born. Mendel knew nothing of genes or chromosomes or DNA, but he'd discovered the principles that made the search for those things possible.
Was there applause? Richard always asked at this point. Was there a great outcry of approval or even a mutter of disagreement?
A rhetorical question. The students knew better than to answer.
There was not. The minutes of that meeting show that no questions were asked and no discussion took place. Not one person in that room understood the significance of what Mendel had presented. A year later, when the paper was published, no one noticed it.
The students looked down at their papers, and Richard finished his story quickly, describing how Mendel went back to his monastery and busied himself with other things. For a while, he continued to teach and to do other experiments. He raised grapes and fruit trees and all kinds of flowers, and he kept bees. Eventually, he was elected abbot of his monastery, and from that time until his death, he was occupied with his administrative duties. Only in 1900 was his lost paper rediscovered and his work appreciated by a new generation of scientists. When Richard reached this point, he would look toward the back of the room and catch my eye and smile. He knew that I knew what was in store for the students at the end of the semester. After they'd read the paper and survived the labs where fruit flies bred in tubes and displayed the principles of Mendelian inheritance, Richard would tell them the other Mendel story, the one I told him, in which Mendel is led astray by a condescending fellow scientist and the behavior of the hawkweeds, the one in which science is not just unappreciated, but bent by loneliness and longing. I had a reason for showing up in that classroom each fall, and it was not just that I was so dutiful, so wifely. Richard...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?